Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming back in here on Sports Talk, Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, Bobby Hebert, bringing you up till 8 p.m. here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app, at the risk of getting back into a tangent, and I promise we won't. One thing Bobby was telling me over the course of the break was that Jerry Glanville once referred to him as tough as a Waffle House steak, and literally, as he said that, we got a text that came in from 7662 that said, Glanville did have an all-time quote when he said Bobby J was as tough as a Waffle House steak. So either that is your secret cell phone that you're hiding under the desk.
I married
wavelengths with this texter.
No, because it was going and it was like, and I'm thinking I'm just getting to Atlanta. I said, and then Glanville said that. And I go, well, I guess I'm not getting any Waffle House endorsements because that's the headquarters of Waffle House is in Atlanta. And then... So that's a guy.
It's the most negative positive thing it can happen about you. It's really remarkable. You know, something that has not been as tough as a Waffle House steak has been the Saints defense over the last couple of years. Yeah. And that's, you know, we're going to talk a ton about Tyler Shuck and the offense, and for good reason. For this team to turn things around, Brandon Staley's going to have to show up and build a defense. Not rebuild a defense, build his own defense out of the pieces that are left.
So Jeff, what do you hope? Middle of the pack? I don't know.
You know, I don't even have expectations for that. I just want to have a plan. Like, it felt like DA had a very specific vision for his defense, and as much as he talked about being adjustable and like and finding different ways to win, he just stubbornly went back to the same things over and over.
So Jeff, what if this happens? Because DA has had success as a defensive coordinator, calling defenses. So when you look at when we were in the top three and we're stopping the run, is it personnel then? And when you look
it's always personnel to an extent.
Yeah, right? To an extent.
If you don't have the players, you're not winning.
So what if all of a sudden, you're not a coach, you forget how to coach? What if Dennis Allen goes to the Bears and they kick ass on defense?
Well, I think they will. And here's the thing. Like, I think it becomes a lot more difficult as a defensive coach to be proactive when you are a head coach and suddenly you have to worry about all these other things. You don't have the time. And I just, you know, Joe Woods, as much as I liked Joe Woods, I do not think that he was a capable defensive coordinator in that way. Like, DA wanted to take it all upon himself. And I think that's kind of the, you know, as an offensive coach, you can get away with that at times. As a defensive coach, things just fall through the cracks, and then you just fall back old reliable.
Hey, Jeff, so what approach do you take here? Okay, now you got head coaching responsibilities.
Sure.
Okay, and everyone has a wheelhouse. You can't say, I know everything. No, you don't. You have a background. So to me, if the defense sucks, Kellen Moore has nothing to do with it. That's all on Coach Staley. But if the offense struggles, come on, Kellen Moore.
Yeah. Calling plays. Make that decision.
And the same thing with Sean Payton. Sean Payton, the head coach, still calling plays. So Dennis Allen, the defense cannot afford to suck under your watch.
Here's
and
the thing.
Be one with four last against the run.
As an offensive coach, I would always start by calling plays because that gives you the trigger. If we're bad, I can give that up and keep my job for another year, right? Look at Sirianni in Philadelphia, right? Like, when things started to go bad, that was the first trigger. Okay, we're going to change play callers. And if that still goes bad, we're going to change offensive coordinators. If that still goes bad, then you start to worry about the head coach. But, you know.
But then look at the payday he just got, because what have you done for him lately? He went to Super Bowl.
Because he hit it on try number two. Right?
With Vic Fangio Joe and Kellen Moore.
Right. So it's like, yeah, I want to maintain that cushion of, okay, this is where I get fired. And I have like three different layers of protection before that happens. But no, and here's the thing, like the same reason I think Dennis Allen is going to have success in Chicago is the same reason I feel like Brandon Staley is going to have success here. Because when he was a defensive coordinator, the Rams were fierce. The Rams were the best defense in the NFL, right? You had Jalen Ramsey being on the Rams is one of the most confusing things. Like, can you imagine if there was a player on the Saints called Saintsy? Anyway.
When you talk about where they were ranked, the proof's in the pudding with Coach Staley, what he's been able to do as a defensive coordinator. And you know the one thing where you can't fake the funk, though, Jeff? Now, this is like, I guess old people would have to really relate to this. We talk about, now, it's nobody 3-4, 4-3. What are you playing? Nickel and all that.
Yeah.
But in the history of the National Football League or pro football, no one has had a base defense better than the New Orleans Saints and the Dome Patrol.
Yeah.
A true 3-4. I always say this. The best 3-4 defense in NFL history, I should say 3-4 linebackers, is the Dome Patrol. You got Ricky Jackson, Pat Swilling, Sam Mills, and Von Johnson. God rest their soul, two out of the four are not living anymore. Now, 4-3, because, you know, Bears fans, they get ticked off at me. Oh, what about Buddy Ryan and that Bear defense of 46 and all that? No, that was a 4-3. I think they had the best three linebackers. You had Otis Wilson, Wilbur Marshall, and Mike Singletary. Oh, what about the Steelers, the Steel Curtain and all that, and their linebackers? Okay. They might have had three out of the four, but not four out of four. The Saints did not have a weak link with four linebackers on the field. Right now, we're trying to run a 3-4 if that's the base defense. Do we have anywhere near that?
I have no idea what they have. And that's the biggest question I have is the defensive line. There's like 18 players in that room. I have no idea where any of them. I know where two guys are going to play. I know where Devon Godshaw is going to play. He's going to be your nose tackle. I know Brian Brzee is going to be one of your 3-4 defensive ends. And then the other three spots, it could be anybody.
I know who's going to be the Von Johnson and the Sam Mills of this team. And I can even go three deep. Okay. Pete Werner and DeMario Davis.
They're your inside linebacker.
And then your Oklahoma boy.
Danny Stetson.
Yeah.
I think Jalen Ford's in that mix,
But on the outside, like the Pat Swilling, Ricky Jackson, man, I don't know. Just roll the dice. I don't know.
I saw Chase Young break up a pass today. Yeah. I was really excited.
Exactly, because you have to be able to do that.
But pass defended. In 7-on-7s, when you're an edge player like that, it's like you're not rushing the passer, so you're just standing there, and he just happened to swat it.
It was
funny. It was Spencer, and he basically just threw it like it wasn't even there.
No, you have to realize he's part of the underneath coverage.
He's dropping in coverage, you got to be aware of him because he got that big mid up there. Cam Jordan's always been good at batting down passes.
Yes, yes, Cam Jordan's a lot of pass defending because of that.
But one of the interesting things, when I talked to Tyrann Mathieu today, you know, he described his defense as being built from like the back in, and that's why he likes it. And I think that's part of the reason you have these veteran safeties.
Justin Reed and Tyrann Mathieu.
Exactly. And I did want to hear from Tyrann Mathieu. So let's listen to that audio.
I'm getting older, you know what I mean? And it really just wasn't the look I was going for, you know, anymore. So, I mean, that's really it.
Was it tough to cut it?
It wasn't tough. I just had to persuade my daughter. You know what I mean? Because, like, all her brothers have long hair, and it just looked, you know, she was kind of looking at me, you know, strange for, like, 2 days. And then she finally was like, Dad, your hair looks good. And I was like, okay, good. I can live with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It actually did take me back.
Cam Jordan did that a few years ago, and then threw it all back.
So. Yeah, Cam got a lot going on.
Yeah, what do you think of the Targaryen look he's got?
I mean, he's into that kind of stuff. You know, the Dragon Ball Z and, you know, anime and Bitcoin. And, you know, I think that's for him. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's for him.
Tyrann, what was your offseason training
program
like? Did you switch things up?
Oh, man, I mean, for me, I try to run a lot. You know, I try to run a lot, try to back pedal a lot. I probably could lift more weights, but that's never been my thing, you know. I did do 4 reps at the combine. So, you know, I'm not really the weight room guy, but, you know, if you're throwing the football or playing basketball or running around, I'm usually like tapping into those workouts.
Still think about that all these years later. At least I didn't say you had like small hands or whatever. Was it Burrow the one they said small hands?
Yeah, worked on it for like four months. I don't even understand that. I mean, I get it because they got to hold the ball, but I mean, some of those guys just have such good feel for it. You'll never take the ball away from them, you know?
Well, imagine just going your whole life, and then you get to the combine, and they're like, you have short arms, and suddenly you're short arms guy for ever.
Yeah. All right, yeah, I don't know if you've been off with this already, but, you know, new defensive scheme, Brandon Staley, what are your thoughts on it? How do you think you'll be deployed? Do you think it kind of suits what you want to be doing?
I mean, in some aspects, I think it's going to allow all of us to really kind of play, you know, with a lot more vision, even from the corner position. Like, they won't be up pressed every play, you know what I mean? So I think all of us have, you know, really equal opportunities to kind of feel a quarterback and make a play.
Yeah, I think that's when I kind of see it on tape, it seems like there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, obviously I haven't really been here, but, you know, like I said earlier, kind of watching that defense when I was in Kansas City, they did move around a lot, and I feel like Staley calls it from back to front, you know, where some coaches focus on the front and then the back end is kind of like secondary or third. I do feel like this scheme is a lot on the guys in the back.
I remember you saying during the stretches of your career, you haven't really been allowed to do a lot of the instinctive mayhem causing stuff.
Right.
You know, where you're at somewhere where you're not expected necessarily to be.
Yeah.
Do you think that you might get more chances to do that in this defense, or is it just remains to be seen?
I mean, I hope so. I think that's just all about trust. I think sometimes you get with certain coaches and they trust you, right? And, you know, kind of, you know, I've had the gun a few times, right? And I feel like I did a good job, but I don't feel like every coach trusts that. You know what I mean? And so it is all about just getting in where you fit in.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, so that was Tyrann Mathieu. I should have teed it up a little bit at the beginning. He's talking about he cut his hair, which if you
so he cut his dreads.
You've seen Tyrann Mathieu over the last like 10-12 years. He has dreads. He now looks more like he did at LSU. And I genuinely looked at him like 5 times before I realized who I was looking at today because I was taking attendance. And I was like, "Where's Tyrann?" He's like, "Oh, he's standing 20 feet away."
And
from
then me. Jeff, I don't know if you'd agree with this, but I don't know. He might not, but just the outside perception is that it's never too late. You could turn your life around, and I'm not necessarily on the straight and narrow, but right place, right time. By him going to the Arizona Cardinals was the best thing post-LSU.
He'll tell you that.
Not staying around here. You know your mentor. Patrick Peterson and Patrick Peterson Sr. was the best thing ever happened to Tyrann Mathieu. Helped him to earn an unbelievable living where he's a multimillionaire.
Yeah.
Now, what I want to see in the 2025 season, because he knows what the hell he's doing. Come on. Ain't his first rodeo. But can you physically, in the right position, make the tackle? Don't whiff. Don't miss the tackle. Because that gets to the point, well, you can call the right defense and have the right thing. Oh, that should have been a 4-yard gain. Then you miss that tackle. Ooh, look all that turf, then it's gone for gone. I never forget now that was the Bengals were in town. And I want to say, was it Jamar Chase? And then he had a chance to make that tackle on the sideline. Then all of a sudden, it's a touchdown, Jamar Chase.
That was early.
No, but just some simple as that. Just for that one thing, I don't care if he's Justin Reed, Jordan Howland. Okay, look, we all run into each other. That happened in the Eagles game. The yak, what happened there. The one thing as a defensive back, and that's one thing Lattimore could do outstanding. I think Adebo too. Okay, when you have a chance to make the tackle, make the tackle. Okay, you gave up something, but it wasn't extended. So to me, Honey Badger could still contribute at a high level because he's so smart and his instincts. One of the greatest LSU players in the history of the program. But right now, if you want to continue, and well, beyond double-digit career, but can you make the tackle and limit the big play? That's to me, that's all he has to do this season. If he can do that, he'll be on the team for sure.
One thing I talked to Tyron about last year a good bit is he was getting very frustrated late in the year because he just felt like he was spending every game just defending grass, right? And what Tyron does better than just about anybody is get to the spot he needs to be faster than anybody else because he knows where to be. We got to hit a break. We can come back, talk more about that.
Well, Jeff, as we come back, Tyron Matthew, I got to bring this up because you said that. If you look at it, it seems like every year he's going to do this. 2 forced fumbles and 1 fumble recovery. He always has a nose for the football.
There's a reason he's the active leader in interceptions, too. Like that, he finds those, even though he dropped that one.
That ain't changing. Yeah. I'm telling you. To me, I'm more worried about the tackling.
Oh, yeah.
Forced fumbles, he'll be around the ball. He has the instincts that, but there's that tackling
he
when you got to make that tackle.
He can't be a 5'10 guy, but he can be a better tackler.
Yep.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout, no reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.